As the minute gun piles the hour of 9, this beautiful Wednesday morning is the 23rd day of September 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, the Parliament is in session. Today we raise a thorny issue, contentious one that will dominate political debates from now on until the 2023 elections and probably even much later. We're looking at rotation and zoning in the politics of Southeastern General and Enugu in particular. The crux of the matter is whether to maintain status quo or alter it. Do we reinvent the wheel and try a new thing that could be better, or stick to what many think has largely worked and guaranteed peace as each zone takes their turn one after the other? They say if it is not broken, why fix it? But there's also the belief that change is the only constant. Power, since the return to democracy, has rotated from one senatorial zone to the other, Enugu East Senatorial Zone to Enugu West Senatorial Zone, and currently Enugu North Senatorial Zone. And the issue is which senatorial zone in Enugu State will produce the next governor? And within the senatorial zone, which part of that zone? Welcome to Urban Parliament. Uche Gabriel is my name.
I'm Adobe Losway. Good morning.
All right. And this morning we're joined by a public health physician, Dr. Chikezie Obasi. He's also a political analyst and enthusiast. Good morning.
Good morning, Lucy. Good morning, Adobe.
Good to have you. And quickly, of course, in the course of the program, we're also going to be joined by someone via the phone. That's Dr. Ray Naji. And let me start with the obvious basic question to ask. Is there already a recognized zoning arrangement in Enugu State? Some people argue that there was no time elders of Enugu State sat down to agree on a zoning arrangement. Their questions are who met, when, and where to decide the zoning arrangement that has held sway since 1999.
Enugu State zoning, Nigeria zoning, the word zoning. I think first of all, we begin to look at these issues with, is zoning worth it? Is it practiced elsewhere? Is it going to be what's acceptable here? Have we been practicing zoning? And then we can actually look at did we meet somewhere to talk about zoning in Enugu State?
Okay.
Let me start by telling our people. First, there's one international club that's called Rotary Club. And what it has a four-way test. The first says, is it the truth? The second one says, is that whatever you're going to do, is it fair to all concerned? The third said, would it bring goodwill and better friendship? And then the other one says, would it actually benefit everybody? And then if you have this four-way test as your cardinal point, you might begin to look at how zoning come about. Let's look at the highest body in the world, which is the United Nations. After the Second World War, the world actually agreed and said, no, we cannot continue, the might must have it all. Let's sit down and actually arrange ourselves so that we can actually lead. We have secretary generals, people will come amongst us. We have consensus and then have respect, mutual respect for each other. And then if you remember, Second World War started somewhere in 1919 or thereabouts, and then the Third World was in late 40s and early 50s. First World War and Second World War. Now, ever since then, the world has had relative peace. If you look at it again, you see that the leadership of the United Nations had actually been rotated among the regions of the world, such that when it is your own region, you actually get it. Africa had had her own share, having Brutus Ali and Kofi Annan as United Nations Secretary Generals. Now, you can imagine if we say, okay, let's look at that concept of United Nations and look at it, that if the world hadn't actually planned it, how would an African man become the Secretary General of the whole world? you know, and then it would have actually been clear to you it would have been difficult. Currently, the WHO leader is from Africa, and what have we been bringing to the measure? It's just for people to be get the feeling of being part of the world, so that they feel that they are not marginalized, they are not sectionalized, they are not taken away. Now, that's about the world. Let's bring it down to Nigeria. The party that is mostly accepted in the Southeast, which is PDP, in 1999, in their own wisdom, actually said that, look, zoning should be between the North and the South. And if you remember, the issue of sea geopolitical zones was actually crafted by our own brother, the late Vice President, Alexa Pueme. He was actually the architect of that the geopolitical zones, in which he was envisaging that, see, let's get this thing around geopolitical zones. Now, what does zoning actually portend? What does putting people actually portend? It makes people not to feel left out in the system. It makes you that you feel, okay, one point in the other time, we have to be part of the cake. Why is Igbos shouting since 1999? Our gross has remained that we have not taken a shot at the leadership. And many people in Igbo land, including myself, is shouting that, look, we should have a shot at that leadership. Why are we shouting that we have a shot? So that we can actually partake and be part of the equity. So naturally, you find out that people, if you leave it to the might to get take it all, or if you leave it to the way nature has it, it becomes the crude thing that happens in animal kingdom. But people, men, must sit down and analyze and then put themselves in order, so that you can actually, the might should be able to allow the weak to sometimes understand, look, this is how it takes. That is where we are still find ourselves in the world. Now, let me come down to the current Igbo land. In our parlance, when we have families, there's a way no mona at ICMA. You know, nobody just gets up to if we are sharing land, nobody gets up to say that you must, because I am the biggest or the smallest or the richest, you must give me my own portion of land or any other thing, including meat. But there's a pattern. Only Ijibiakpalo, that's the eldest, you take and it goes down. Some people will say, okay, after that, let it come from the smallest and go back again. Some will say, okay, rotate it. But these are principles that shows that, look, we have to do this thing so that everybody will partake in it. And not necessarily this, when you have your strength, you take it up. Okay. Now, coming back to Enugu State, like PDP, nationally has a zoning formula in there. And they enshrined it. They did that and manifested in 1999. By the time 1999 came, the leaders of PDP felt it was time for the South to produce. Because the president or the military head of state came from the North. I mean, Abacha and Absalami and even Babangida. So, now, in their own wisdom again, they felt, since Abiola was killed, let's see, some of them that had the strength then, let's pacify the Southwestern people. That was how the emergence of Obasanjo. There are other factors there, but that is the one many of us actually know. Now, Obasanjo, towards the end of his regime, began to search for his replacement in the North, in line with that PDP ideology. And that actually happened around the whole of the states. And by the time 2007 came, we saw that many of the states actually moved in the same direction. The leaders of those places, in the states where PDP ruled, actually moved in the direction the PDP leadership moved. And it was good for us. Now, by the time Yar'Adua died, the North, some of them agitated, no, it's our turn. But, of course, the legality part of it, which is that the vice president takes over, actually saw Jonathan taking over. Now, but we all know it's an open secret that there was agreement, arrangement, pleading with the North, that since the South hadn't taken a shot, let Jonathan go, at least even at one time. Then I remember again that PDP said, okay, fine, in their own wisdom, the status quo from the Senate president did not change. That was actually what made the Senate president, the vice president, Senate president, the Speaker of House of Reps, have a position to remain intact, so that at the end of the day, they know it's an abnormality that occurred, but they will return back. So when Jonathan came for second tenure, we all know how even open the PDP governors in the North actually campaigned against Jonathan, because they felt it was their own turn to lead. Why coming to truncate it?
Okay.
So if we understand this perspective, we'll understand that one thing zoning affords all of us is that peace and unity.
So are you for zoning or not?
I am for zoning. Completely for zoning.
Okay.
I'm completely.
Is there a zoning arrangement in Enugu State?
Yes. Now, I want to come to that area. Many of us, we may say, is there a place that is written? Who and who actually sat down and looked at it? But it's also akin to question of asking, is there any place written that the leader of Umunna in the village must be the oldest man? Why have we not challenged it? Why is it that it's only the oldest person that becomes the leadership of the Umunna, irrespective of how much you have? We can actually go ahead to challenge it. Is it written anywhere? Who sat down to look at that? Now, there are morals, there are norms and values that may not be written that make our society live well. I'll give you another example. You get to the market, because you have been buying from a particular person over and over, the man does not even know you beyond coming to the market. He might come one day and say, "Oga, please, I don't have money today. Can you give me something so that I'll give you money later?" The man will gladly say, "Oh, my customer, take." But he doesn't know you. He doesn't even know where you're living. Now, if he sees you the next day, he say, "Nanyenu megum." And you say, "Okay, please, I'm going to give you this money. So and so time." Is it written anywhere? If the man decides to argue it to any point, you say, "Please bring paper where it is written." But that is the way the Igbo man has been doing his business throughout the whole federation. It's based on trust, based on much understanding.
Now, there's a big issue: is loading, is developing. Let's not glide over it. Let's be very specific. The greater Ogbo people feel that they have not gotten a chance. And they do all the permutations. Now, one of the arguments against them is that if you have not gotten, you are in Enugu West, your grounds should not be at the state level, but at the senatorial level. So if it comes to Enugu West, you should begin to agitate to get a slot. For instance, the last time it was in Enugu West, it went to Udi. That's Sullivan Excellency, His Excellency Sullivan Chime. Now, the other people on the other side, the argument is that for the last, since 1999, it has rotated, and the first to take was Enugu East. And that was His Excellency Dr. Chimaroke Namani. After him, Enugu West went. Now, it is the turn of Enugu North. If you follow the same rotation, it will go back to Enugu East. Now, some people from Enugu West are saying it has done a full cycle. It could start from anywhere. In your own version of rotation and zoning, will you want a continuation of a cycle the way it's been, or you feel that there's a merit in the agitation of the greater Ogbo people?
Okay, see, let me answer that. Meanwhile, I'm from Ogbo area.
Yeah.
Fine. So, it's something that affects me. If I want to be personal about it, I Dr. Bass, will want to be the next governor of Enugu State.
Well, you will have to vie for that.
Thank you. But is it my turn? If anybody just gets up to say, what actually suits me is what you do at any given point in time. It is the winner takes it all. The mightier should actually to take it all. Now, the issue is very clear. I look at it from this perspective. If life of a state, life of a nation, life of a country is something that you measure in decades, in years, in equality, even in centuries,
okay,
it's not something that just begins and ends today. We know Nigeria today is about 60 years, right? America is about 200 and something years. So many other countries, Greece, we heard there was a time they ruled the world for 500 years and so on. One day, Enugu State will last for 1,000 years. We might not even be talking about this zoning at that time. Now, what actually is the most important thing that we have? Peace, unity that moves us forward. Like you rightly pointed out in your first argument, you said zoning, you've not ruled. It's not your. We've not actually taken a bath about it. Some other person in, let me give an example, and also one a man, might get up to tell you, let me tell you, we have not even ruled. What are you talking? It is our own turn. Some other person in Kerefi may tell you, we have not even smelt what governance is. Now, I agree, Ogbo has a genuine point. But the question is, that same Anagogi could have been a problem for some other person elsewhere. But now, your own Ago, you put it like you said, at that zonal level. So that when it comes to your own turn, you put up the argument beautifully well. What I feel should be happening is that if the zoning should come to, let's say, Enugu East, we should be clamoring all of us that the best material from Enugu East should actually lead us. The best material they should produce should actually lead us. For me, I've been the caucus leader of Southeast in that. And this issue of zoning, I tried to entrench it. And in one of the occasions, I told my people, I said, look, our greatest problem is our inability to actually subject ourselves to simple, normal behavior of human beings. Yeah, I'm sure require. It may be my turn. When we came down, I see that the greater Ogun is going to bring Obasi to become the next governor of the state. And I look at it, that's a good opportunity. But the question I will leave myself is a very simple question. After me, what happens? What if the next person that succeeds me now says, zoning now, we have seen it doesn't work. Let's go by merit. And then the next person that merits it becomes his son. Like we saw in one state where a godson was to be the best person. And we discovered that the state actually reacted in a way that people didn't like. But that was the man. So he said, the best person to get this position, the best person after me that has the best merit is my godson. Is my in-law, rather. You understand? Now, the issue is clear. My own is very simple. Yes, zoning is going to bring peace, but if it is not your own turn, please, can you just allow it to be? When it gets to your turn, you argue that. And let me equally say it, if I'm mad at Wawu.
All right. Now the issue, it seems that in Enugu State's case, nobody's actually arguing against zoning. What the agitation is, the pattern of zoning, and to alter it a little bit, I don't know. It seems the people from that side, you know, Ogwu, they see themselves as Ogwu much more than they see themselves as from Enugu West.
Let me, you know, in my initial step, I said similar thing happened. By providence, Jonathan became the president. And when it was to alter PDP zoning arrangement between the north and the south, Jonathan had to go to explain a lot of things to other people that owns it. And in that process, they accepted in unison and said, okay, fine, please, we are going to allow one tenure. Although it is not, everybody denies that they never agreed that it was one tenure. But many of us understood that they said they one tenure, but leave every other structure the way it is so that it becomes clear to everybody. We just allowed this and allowed it. It's a blind spot. It didn't happen. Let's assume it didn't happen. And when he was like, okay, it is now my turn to go back, everybody understood what happened in 2015. You understand? Now, if such a thing is, I think it's a consensus arrangement, everybody will come back to the table and understand. The stakeholders, the governor, the past leaders should be on the same table. And if you convince them, okay, fine. Because at the end of the day, we must be thinking of, you are going to delete a united person, people.
Are we about to lose the peace in Enugu State?
No, we are not. I don't think so.
What if this agitation is pushed and pushed to a point where it robs us of the peace we already have?
I don't think, and I will explain why. You see, people have the right to raise their own agitation. The other people have the right to say yes or no. In either of the two ways, if it gets to that point where every other person says, okay, the argument is okay, then there'll still be peace. Just like I said, when Jonathan brought his own argument, the northerner looked at it and said, okay, there's merit in this thing. Okay, let's allow it. There was peace under his regime. But if they said, no, we don't accept it, they will kill it. And you have no other option than to kill it.
All right. I'm going to try to hook up with Barrister Rain Naji and to get his thoughts on this issue. Okay. Let's try to get him on air so that he can lend us a bit of insight. Now, let's continue. One of the arguments of those who say we need a change, we need to change the way it is that they are not counting from 1999. They are counting from 1979. They are saying that if you arrange it in form of the cultural groupings, that it is only in Sullivan Chime that Enugu West had a shot. How do you respond to that?
Very simple thing. You don't change the goalpost in the middle of the match.
Okay.
So when did you begin a new thing? Let me explain it clearer. By the time you begin that argument in that way, some other person in the nation can actually tell you that after all, the South, Northwest has not ruled, Northeast has never ruled Nigeria. Why don't you take the next regime to Northeast? What argument do you have against it? Do you understand what I'm trying to point out? What argument do you have? You see, the issue is, let's utilize a nomenclature. 1991 was the old Anambra State, which was part of Ebonyi. As at that time, the whole Wawa was seeing themselves as one. The whole, we see ourselves as Wawa. The Anambra see themselves, the Abakaliki see themselves. By the time we return back to the old Enugu State, before Ebonyi was created out, we only three zones, Nsukka, Enugu, and Abakaliki zone.
Okay.
By the time we return back to Enugu East, we have three zones, Enugu East, Enugu North, and Enugu South, and Enugu West. So I think if you ask me to reduce the difficulty in our understanding, restrict issues at zonal level, that would be wonderful. By the time you begin to go into sociocultural group, there are some, even in Nsukka, people may tell you that they have about two or three groups in their own sociocultural groups. Now, but I think that issue should be left within the zone. It shouldn't come up to dominate today, because it means we are not even believing in one Enugu State. That is the issue there, you know, if we begin to calculate it down from that end. And it becomes endless, because I may now tell you that Umunna Magabero. It might come down to that level where I will tell you that my own personal Umunna hadn't gone. Even if somebody from my community had gone, it has not been my from Umunna. So I've not taken a part. Do you understand?
One will ask, in 2020... you know, after almost three decades of return to democracy, should we still be practicing zoning?
Yes. I've just mentioned that even the world practices zoning under the United Nations.
Has it guaranteed the best hands? I mean, looking at what we have on ground, will you say zoning has given us the best leaders?
How do you determine the best hands? That's a good question. How do you determine the best hands? The best hands can only be tested when you have actually put the person in on the seat. Remember, the leadership of Devon Mai was not sanctioned by his predecessor. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
But Devon Mai, we could all see him today. Leadership is about when you test a person. And then the best person may not be known until you test him. That's the truth. So it's not about the rhetorics in an election that actually guarantees the best of leaders. No. There are governors, Professor Zulu, that's doing well in Borno State. Nobody knew him before now. But he's doing wonderfully well. More than so many big names we have known in politics do our governors today. So you understand what I'm trying to point out. So you never can say this person will be the best or will not be the good until you test him. But what I can assure you is that go around the whole federation. Each state, each area has good leaders. In fact, there's this saying that in every 12 there must be a Judas. So it means in every 12 leaders there will be one good one, at least. And I'm pretty sure that each town in Nigeria today can produce 12 leaders, which one must be good. So, but what we can only do is very simple. Can we go back to the pedigrees of these ones? Look at that from their primary school, how they've naturally been doing. In fact, if you want to know somebody, I keep telling my friends, go to those that actually schooled the person at secondary school and the primary school and ask them, how does this person behave? And they'll tell you. So for me, we can get good leaders in various parts of the nation. Nobody gave so many of our leaders in Enugu State who parade as good leaders today the opportunity to be seen. Many saw them when they were coming, to the limelight, has been autocratic system. They emerged through the way that they didn't like. But they emerged and became good ones. And so many saw those that have been voted majority by so many people. Actually, you know, the disappointing the people that voted them. So we can never say who is a good leader or a bad leader until you put the person to test.
All right. Are you not bothered? It's your zone that we're talking about. Are your people not going to disown you?
Why would they disown me? this is democracy. Everybody has a freedom of expression.
Okay.
Everybody has a freedom of the way you think. In my zone, there are people that actually believe in this idea of it must come to us. There are people that still say, oh, no, wait, let's get this thing done the other way around. At the end of the day, we cross-fertilize ideas, and people will look at the merits and the merits in it. At the end of the day, whoever wins actually wins the argument, the others will join them and then get good governance. The most important thing is that there must be good governance. But remember, one thing the democracy guarantees is divergence of opinion.
Now, what do you think is propelling this quest to change the zoning formula?
I would say some people are actually propelled by saying that, look, we think we need a capable hands to get into the power, and that is their own belief. You understand? But some other persons will feel like there are capable hands everywhere. The ones you have today, you call capable hands, then nobody knew they were going to perform the way they perform today. So why don't you look out for capable hands elsewhere and guarantee us peace? Some will say, we need tested and trusted people to go into that place and guarantee us peace. But in all, the most important thing is that we need a group of people that must unanimously carry the development of the state higher than where it is today.
Do you, in your opinion, think that what happened on Saturday it's all geared towards 2023 election?
First of all, Eban family had been an old household name in Enugu State. Virtually, I can tell you that, from my knowledge, majority of the politicians actually emerged from that. Now, if the political members of Eban family decide to come and make merry and support one of their own, I see nothing wrong about that. It might be a coalition of 2023. I never can tell. I am not privy to that. I did not interface with the leader of Eban family. It might be towards that. It might be that they want to make pageantry and then talk to themselves that they want to support one of theirs, you know. Political pundit may say what you actually agree that it might be towards 2023. That I can't say. But I will tell you one thing. Coalition of politicians may actually snowball into something big or small. But all I know is that members of Eban family decided to come together. Maybe they want to aggregate themselves towards 2023. Maybe they want to aggregate themselves and say we support one of ours that is doing well.
Okay. You're sitting on the fence. Okay, in a short while, we'll be opening up the talk lines. We'll open it early to get your responses on the issue. We're talking about zoning and rotation in Enugu State. Come 2023, are we going to see that rotation continue, or are we going to see an alteration of that zoning formula? It's been moving round. And there are agitations from certain quarters that we need to disrupt the sequence. What are your opinions on that? The talk lines are open at 080-99-945-945 or 080-93-999-945. Hello?
Good morning.
You're welcome.
My intelligent man.
Go ahead. What's your name?
In Enugu State, the development in Enugu State, the person in concern and where he come from. So we are looking for somebody from Ozala, Nkanu West local government, for our Enugu State development, the gateway to all nations, to come 2023. Thank you.
All right. Of course, it's coming to, if the rotation continues, it's coming to the Enugu East. So you're eminently...
We belong to Enugu East. Ozala belongs to Enugu East.
Enugu East. That's what I'm saying. It's coming to your side, so you're eminently qualified to produce a candidate.
Yes, we have good candidates.
Okay. I don't know what you mean by good.
Qualification and good candidates, not where you come from.
Okay, so we should spread it. Are you saying we should just spread it? Good candidate from anywhere?
Please. Ozala people. We have people. We have people in there. Eban, we are the Eban.
All right. We wish you well. We wish you well. Keep the calls coming. 0899-945-945. Okay, let's get your thoughts on this. It's going to be a long debate, a long discussion, from now on up until 2023. Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good to have you. What's your name?
My name is J.K. Okonkwo.
Go ahead.
It is certainly not the turn of Enugu West now. Sullivan Chima has taken the turn of Enugu West. Chimaruka has taken the turn of Kano East. Mugu has taken the turn of Enugu North. So it is now the turn of the issues of In the present Enugu East. The Amagunzes, it is their turn now to go into leadership.
Okay. All right. Yeah, got you. Are you done?
Well, just hold on. I repeat, Swaziland has taken the turn of Enugu West. Chimaroke has taken the turn of the Enugu East. Jingwo, Obubu and Ngud has taken it twice in the Nsukka zone. So it is now back to Kanos, precisely the Amazonas and thereabouts.
Okay. All right. Your thoughts are well noted. All right. Let's get your views. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that's a
my
good
name
morning.
Is Odaz. Good morning.
To have
I'm
you.
I'm reaching you from Eli Delta State. A beautiful morning. Good morning to our analysts in the house.
Thank you.
You've done a good job of it. But then, when we're talking of rotation, like, here, what we do in local government, we rotate. Local government, you go to the ward rotates it within the villages around. This village comes up today, next time the other village, and it goes round and round like that. But the fear we've always had in this country is the hijack of authority. Like, I listen to Enugu a lot, what happens there. There is this power block. Some people want to stay there and sit tight. They don't want to move. And your dad finishes, the son comes up, the son finishes, the grandchild comes up, and on and on and on. Why? Because we are not yet there. Democratically, we are not there yet. Otherwise, it shouldn't be. They have blocks. A block is producing leaders on and on and on. Why? Because we're not there yet. Otherwise, that rotation for us now is the best. It is the best. So that everyone will belong. Everyone will feel wanted. There's nothing as good as saying, oh, you come on. But when you ignore people, they feel like, I mean, you discarded them and their ideas and all that. There is no community in Enugu State and indeed Nigeria. No geographical zone that does not have one person that can be a leader. We must take cognizance of this. Don't say, oh, these people are not good enough. Oh, coming for Igbo nation, we got them all over the place. But then we need to work out purposeful dimension where we can say, okay, we got to go take it, go and work on it. Go take a swipe on it, and you'll be surprised.
Okay.
We'll get it.
All right, thank you.
Yes, I have been listening to this program. I have. Yes, Uche, I have listened to your guests and some contributors, especially Odaze.
Mm.
Yes. The point they made that is very captivating for me is the fact that rotation actually helps to take care of political harmony.
Okay.
In the sense that if you are rotating, there are certain people who will not have opportunity of testing power. But obviously, because of rotation, they will have that opportunity.
Okay.
Obviously, by the time Chimaroke was in power and they wanted to leave, he has every opportunity to bring in another coming man to be in office because of his clout. But because of the political harmony, he decided to shift the rotation
Okay. Now
to the West. And in the West, we have two group of cultural groups, Udiziago, one, Betong. And that West, Sullivan now picked it, Udiziago. After Sullivan for 8 years, now went to Enugu North. That has a homogeneous existence of Soka as a group. Then Luguru now is in office. At the end of the rotation, it is a circle, ordinarily. Without even agitating, you should know that the circle starts from where it commenced. But some people, because of certain interests, and some people who believe that if the thing starts as it was before, when it gets to their turn, they may not be politically relevant. They want it to be made open.
Are you saying that the agitation of a greater group of people is out of place?
Yeah, that is what I'm trying to say. It is out of place for now because they know quite well that in going around the circle, when a circle ends, you don't go back or leave it open. You continue in as much as that issue is concerned. Because the issue of political existence in Enugu State continues as far as life is there. So what I'm saying in effect is that since it has ended, the circle has ended now. Obviously, he had to start from where he man commenced initially.
People
were saying that there was no time Edgar sat down and took decision. Yes. But it has now come to stay. And it is beneficial, especially for political harmony and peace in the state. Because if you continue to allow the majority to continue to hold on to the power, or if you leave it open for anybody to grab, go for it, the majority will always have the power. And the minority will be suffering. They won't taste it.
But the greater Ogun people are feeling like they are minority, even in Enugu West Senatorial Zone.
How can there be minority? Greater Ogun has three local governments. They have all together in the West five local governments. Ujizago is even more minority than even Greater Ogun.
Their grounds is that since 1999, they have not tasted the governorship and not even deputy.
No, look, I always I'm an in-law to the Ogun people. And I have continued to tell them that if they decide to go in to fight because of certain group of people who wants to go in for now, they will lose it. And by the time they lose it, the majority will now start being afraid of handing power over to them. So the best bet is to allow those people that it is their turn to have it, so that at the end of the day, you know obviously that after Enugu it goes to the West. And when it comes to the West, Ujizag is no longer, because they have tested it. It is going to be Greatog. And if it comes to Greatog, that is where now they can now decide who comes out from that place. So for you to now say now, because it has gone round, it must come to your own area when it has not gotten to your own zone in terms of distribution, which is territorial zone. So that is what I'm trying to say. It out of the entire political parties in the state, it is in the country, it is only PDP that has it in their constitution. That zoning is enshrined. They didn't mention where it should start and where it should end.
There are possibilities that those pushing that agenda may try to divide PDP or do a decamp.
No. Look, this is a free world. If you want to decamp, fine and good. You can decamp. Nobody is saying that you shouldn't decamp. But the PDP, when they have taken a decision, and you know in PDP you have a leader. The governor is the leader of the party in the state. Once the governor with the other people sit down and decide this is the zone the governorship race will go, any other person that would like to come out, you can come out and contest, but you know that is a risk you are taking.
All right. It's a risk. Lastly, what do you think about the political conglomeration that we saw on Saturday, the Ebana family?
Yes, you know quite well that Ebana has actually taken the center stage in the political arrangement of Enugu State in 1999. And you find out that when the leader, as at then, Chimaruke Namane, had problem with the former governor, it seems the Ebana seems to have a little problem. Not until the thing came back to the current governor, who is a product of Ebana equally, he decided to recognize the existence of Ebana. And for the fact that he recognized the existence of Ebana by bringing in the leader of the Ebana, who has been jettisoned by the previous government, and made him a senator, then in reciprocity, he decided, okay, let us now put, give him support. This is our product. And he is a member of the Ebano. And he has to remember that there is Ebano is the place where he now he came out from. That he still wants to be a member of the family. Then we decide to say, since he's the leader, he has to take the mantle of the leadership instead of the former leader. Because obviously, as the governor and number one in the state, he cannot be the governor and number one in the state. There will be another person that will be a leader. It doesn't work that way. That was why we say, since he's our product and he's our own, let us go and give him that solidarity, pay him that solidarity visit. And I'm telling him that he should take over from the former leader. So that he will not continue from where the former leader has actually taken us to. So it's not bad, and it is, like I said, it's going to be a harmonious existence whereby we sit down and know, obviously we know how we are going to we have been our thing. When we decide and say this is the person we are supporting, we will come out to support. Obviously, there will be dissenting voices. If you come out and say you don't like, okay, you can go out and do what you want, but the family has taken decision.
All right. Thank you, Barrister Ray Naji. Of course, thank you for your talk.
It's a pleasure. I'm a chief now, so if we put that chief, no problem.
Chief Ray Naji.
I'm not a doctor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's Chief Ray Naji, of course, sharing with us what the things about what is going on. All right. We'll go for a short news break, and when we return, I will get Dr. Chikezie Obase to respond to the calls so far before we take further calls. Welcome back. It's still the Parliament, your Monday to Friday tonic. And of course, we get back to the talk lines at 0809-945-945 or 0809-399-945. Hello?
Hello, Uche. Good morning.
Good to have you, Mr. Bennett. Go ahead.
My name is Bernard from Transekulum. I greet Dr. Obase.
Go ahead.
I have a question for the Larry. I want to ask him, is Nigeria a developed country or a developing country? Going by what he said, that if he hears educated people supporting zoning, that he looks at them as, you know, they don't know what, and, you know, he feels that those people are not talking something reasonable. Let him answer me whether Nigeria is a developed country or a developing country. You see, zoning, like Dr. Obase said, he traced how it's been practiced in the United Nations. And that has made it so okay. If not, African man will not even smell it. This is clear. There's nothing wrong with zoning for now in Nigeria. If you don't practice it, there are areas. Okay, we are talking of Enugu East Senatorial Zone. Enugu East Senatorial Zone and Nsukka has the highest local government. If you don't zone, they will decide that they will be rotating it between themselves. They will be rotating it, and there's nothing you can do. Just like in Nigeria. If you don't do zoning, just like PDP did, it's in the constitution. It means a particular set of, section of the country will be ruling. There's nothing you can do. But with zoning, you know that the moment the other side finish, then it's coming to me.
All right.
Take Edo, for instance. If he is so combatant with the political terrain in Edo State, Edo Central knew that if they vote for Isaiah Yamu, he will do 8 years. That is better for them to vote for this man, Obaseki, that is only doing 4 years, then the thing will come to them. That is the work of zoning. Are you trying to tell me that those people are not intelligent? They are.
All right.
That's why they reject the advice. As you want to take them, that you can't come and dictate for them. Please, zoning brings peace. Just as Dr. Obase said, it brings peace, sense of oneness. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bernard. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, good morning. What's the name?
My name is Awoke Bram Watchnamara. I'm calling you from a point that you go precisely.
All right, let's hear you. Go ahead.
Well, the people who are supporting the motion of zoning, I think they somehow they have a right view, though we can talk about political participation and all that. But then, let's still watch out some things. Our politicians, how many of them can we count on? That is the first question we need to ask ourselves. Our governors, the way, they do things, in fact, they just do to attract our praises and all that. But then, in the real sense, can we count on anyone that can do better than the ones already existing? I support the young man who was talking about not necessarily zoning now. If an Igbo man can climb the seat of the presidency and then offer more than what we can see or do better than what we can see, I think it would be wonderful.
Why will he ascend the throne if not through zoning?
Good. Now, he can ascend the throne if he begins first. You know, charity begins at home. If our governors can do can do us well and now catch our confidence so that we can say, okay, let us massively come and vote. And then if we can vote him in based on the confidence we have secured during his leadership as a governor, as a local government chairman, as a senator and all that. So, but then if we now embed our mind in zoning, and then forgetting the whole of the things that we are meant to also...
Discussing zoning does not mean we're forgetting other things.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that, because...
But then, our interest should not be mainly on zoning.
Are you saying we should not raise it as an issue?
Yeah, of course, it's an issue, sir. But then, we should also understand that it is not a major issue.
But we've been raising all the other major issues.
Yes, so I think the major issue is let our politicians let them also think aright and know something. Imagine a politician saying that, okay, I will support, I will only help those who voted for me. How does a politician know who and who voted for him?
All right, so, I have to let you go. You're taking us into another street. Let's focus on zoning, especially as it relates to Enugu State. Now, is even a case in Anambra State. Their own is, in fact, their own will mature before Enugu's own. All right, I have someone on the line. Hello? Hello? All right, Mr. Aga, I'm having problem connecting with you, but hello?
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you. This is Dikin Wankwa from Abakwa.
All right, let's hear you. Go ahead.
What I want to say now, I had wanted to say yesterday if I had the opportunity.
Does it have to do with what we're discussing today?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Zoning or no zoning, I support good leadership. Even though there must be a bit of zoning system for anybody to come into power. I am telling you that my name is Dikin Wankwa. So I want to remind our leaders, whether state, local government or national, that there is God.
All right, thank you so much. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, you see, good morning, Urban Radio.
Good morning, Mr. Aga, go ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Obase. Thank you very much for the topic. And I think the issue of zoning is such that every one of us benefit from it in one way or the other. Are you with me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Every one of us benefits from it. I also know that, yes, in making some economic considerations, it's not only monetary that you put into consideration. You also put into consideration some intrinsic things that are not measured, with ordinary value. But it gives you joy. It gives you satisfaction. That is exactly the benefit in zoning. Like the doc had, given us examples of all over the world how zoning had worked. Even though they may not come out openly to pronounce that, yes, we have zoned this to this, we have zoned this to that. The understanding is usually that, yes, let us give these people the sense of belonging. Let us continue to include these other people in all that we are doing so that they will feel that sense of being carried along. Because if you leave it for the strongest, it simply means that he will continue to be, even if he doesn't have the brain and the capacity to lead, he will continue to lead and be the head. So with zoning, is an innate benefit that everyone has always gotten. Come back to Nigeria as it is. It is because you have always given the sense of belonging to people from South-South. They now knew that, yes, their son can get a shot at the presidency. They have become inclusive. You have given a shot at people from Nasarawa. You give people from Zamfara. You give people from all the places. They will have that sense of inclusiveness. Enugu will not be an exception. Ebonyi, where I am, the other people from the other zone took their turns. And then it is now the turn of the people who are presently there. And the people who are from his own locality are feeling that sense. However, I agree with Larry when he is saying that we cannot be basing everything on zoning. Let us first of all grow to get to that level where we will no longer think of zoning and will now think of persons. For every zone you go to, there must be the brain, there must be the good leader. But it is our duty to harness and get them out. That's my view. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Ms. Dagger. Of course, while he was talking, another form of zoning came to the fore, which is properly like zoning of commissioners. Do we consider capacity in appointing these people, or do we just simply say, okay, let's share it, and then we bring in all manner of people on board? Hello?
Hello, good morning, Mr. Yusi.
Good morning, good to have you. What's the name?
My name is Cornel Obododike from the 16.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
All right, thank you very much. My opinion this morning goes this way. Since it seems that zoning is the best option for now, my own opinion says that if we have to focus on zoning, then we must also show the line that it must not be one party that will be doing this thing. One party must not be the one to take over the leadership and dominate it for many years. Because if we don't find a way to ensure that we follow the line of the American pattern of zoning, that it goes to the Democrats this time and the other time to the Republicans.
Is this shared between the Democrats, and is about who wins?
Yes, but this time around, because of the way African man is being programmed, we have a lot of the rich men in one party, and they consistently use their money to buy votes, to buy power, and leaving the real leader to waste away in the street with the ordinary people. So this pattern of zoning that the elites are preaching is not the zoning.
What you're raising is really not about zoning, in my opinion. You're talking about strengthening the weaker parties to be able to compete favorably with the bigger ones. That's an issue for another day. All right, just have to let you go. Let's concentrate on the issue that we're discussing. Some people are saying they want to abolish zoning in Anambra State. And by the way, next year, Anambra State will be producing a new governor. Are they going to toe the line of zoning? And sometimes zoning is an intra-party affair. It's not inter-party. Okay, let's get some more calls. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Yusi.
Yeah, good morning. Good to have you. What's the name?
My name is Okechukwu Okolo, calling from Nike Kingdom.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm totally in support of zoning. It helps to reduce killings and do or die. But I want to appeal to the governor of Enugu State. to use 2023 governorship, governor, to compensate the people of Nike. Nike in Enugu.
Why do they need compensation out of the ordinary?
Yes, compensation in the sense of Nike have contributed 95% of development in Enugu State. Nike have sacrificed so much in Enugu State. They have never tested it. Nike is from Nkano. Nike is head of Nkano. Chimaloka have been there. Jim Obodo have been there.
So while the people of Greater Ogwu were agitating that they have not tested, the people of Nike too are agitating that though it has come to...
We have reasons to agitation. You see, Nike have contributed much. Nike have sacrificed much.
Do you people have politicians?
We have many politicians.
Good. They will have to argue it out with the governor or with the people who eventually bring up the candidates.
I'm making it as a question. I'm protesting. I say, it is our turn. They should give us this governor.
Someone else feels the same way you feel. He says your turn. And it seems a man also feels as his turn.
Come to think, see, what have they contributed? I had a man said from Isuzo, the way he analyzes, he said, in Canada's and he said,
okay, the way to get a ticket is by contribution.
Yeah.
And that means that those who have not contributed in your own ideology should not have a taste, right?
They should have a taste. They have had.
They will have a taste after Nike, right?
Everybody should have it. But I'm pleading. I'm saying this.
But Nike should come first, right?
Nike should come first. Nike should come first.
All right. Thank you.
God bless you.
I'm sure that the governor or his aides are listening, so they will probably factor in your concerns. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Yusuf.
Yeah, good morning. Good to have you. What's the name?
My name is Jim. I'm calling you from Enugu.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
This zoning issue is confusing me.
Is what?
Why is it confusing? It's confusing me, seriously.
Go ahead.
Because for as much as I've been alive in Enugu State, every election, all the local government have candidates that are contesting for governor. In Greater Ogwu, I'm from Greater Ogwu. I have known two people in my village that have been contesting. Is it that if those people win, they will not be given the flag, the mandate to be the governor because it's not their turn? Everybody has been contesting. This zoning issue is PDP affair.
Yeah.
What they think that if they do, everybody will accept them. And they agree to it. Probably APC will have their own zoning. Their own zoning may be you are a governor, your wife the deputy, your son the house. That is their own. If the people accept it, it will go. Only where I have problem is the statement of our former governor, Dr. Chimamanda Ngozi, what he made at the weekend. That the governor, Ugwuanyi, is given privilege to choose his successor. We have problem. He just tells us that since we have been voting in Enugu State, and that our vote is just ordinary conscious. That the governors always choose their successor. If it is like that, then people who are protesting who don't want to vote, may begin to sound right.
Isn't it possible you are giving that statement a private interpretation?
Not interpretation. Is that one?
No. It's possible that someone else will see it from another way. The governor is the leader of the state and the leader of PDP in Enugu State.
Constitution, he is the servant of the state.
Yes, he is. But then, wait now. What that means in his capacity as a leader of PDP, you will be naive to think that he does not have power to decide who will become his successor.
He has the power, but we have seen him play very well.
So if he brings up his successor, you should vote against him if you don't like it. Don't you think so?
Look at what my friends are. Especially PDP, they have the way they do things. PDP have National Working Committee. And in that National Working Committee, when they come to Enugu, they know somebody who helped them and build PDP. By this time, last 5 years, PDP were just like a mockery. People were mocking PDP. Even in Northern Radio, they say PDP is dead. that was the man that stood with PDP and brought PDP back.
Mm.
If you're talking about the person who is a leader in PDP, who is a leader by work, we know the National Working Committee, no. But what I'm talking about is that when a politician is being denied funding, he will say his people is being denied it. But when he got it, he becomes his own. Let them please help us. We don't want what happened in Enugu State 2000, 2003 to begin to happen here again. Ebano has come again. Please, let them forgive us. We want to live in peace. Thank you.
I don't know. I don't know what you're insinuating. But then the fact is that let's be as realistic as possible. If you that just made this call was the sitting governor, you wouldn't just fold your hands and say, okay, let it just happen. What we should be saying is, how do we ensure that even if influences weigh in on this matter, that we get the best candidates? I'll take one more call and then I'll get back to my guests. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Blake calling from Enugu.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I want to align with, I think both Larry and the resource person, they are correct. The next choice here is this.
Hello?
People that are sound. People that can understand the plight of the people. That's the truth. But if we now decide to pick it randomly, mark my word, when you see the Muslim man behave the way they behave, it's as if they lost power.
Be very careful. Don't cast aspersions on anybody.
No, I'm not casting. Hold on. I'm not casting.
Don't say Muslim people. It's not allowed on radio.
It's all right. It's all about this zoning of a thing. You see, the Nsukka man, if you decide to take this power to another place and believe that the man you want to give it from another zone is very sound because you think you don't want zoning, you just want us to pick the best, Nsukka people can decide to say, okay, let's pick our own people. They have the greatest number of votes. Mark my word, they'll be winning this election until the kingdom comes and nothing will happen. So the best bet is, let's zone it. Then let that zone, let everybody, civil society group, compare that zone to pick the best. It's possible. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Some people actually believe that zoning is really not the issue, that the bigger issue is who is picked from the zone. Another bigger issue is the primaries and how free and fair these primaries are. What are your thoughts and as you respond to all the callers?
Thank you, our callers. Let me start with Larry. Big brother Larry, when you actually sit with him and talk with him, you know you have to be a very sound person to defeat his argument. Larry made a very beautiful observation. Yeah, when do we actually begin to zone to the good things of life, to the poor, talk about women equality and all those things. What I will say about that is that, first, I think he's a little bit higher than the society.
Okay.
Larry is looking at it from an elitist point of view. We are people are sound to do things right. First, in every society, we must organize them. That's number one. Now, the question is, have we come to the point where good leaders just spring up anyhow? We've not really come to that point. Now, what we are talking about is, first, we want to maintain our stability. We want to maintain a sense of inclusiveness. We want to maintain unity of purpose. And then we begin to look at other things. Our society is still evolving. Like Riley pointed out, the bringing up of Goodluck Jonathan to the leadership of Nigeria actually has a lot to do with agitation in the Niger Delta. It doused a lot of tension. And then we believe that some of us feel that if an Igbo man takes a shot in the leadership of the Federation, a lot of issues, agitation from Igbo extraction may actually douse. That's even so many things many of us are propagating, that both dominant political parties should feel the Igbos so that the best out of the two should emerge. Now, zoning did not preclude that they must bring mediocres and those who do not know about leadership. No, that's not what we're saying. In the last election in Ebonyi State, the governor of Ebonyi State came from AFIP as a point of, okay, it is AFIP people that should be actually go. Now, we know how wonderful the man has been performing in Ebonyi. Nobody takes it away from him that he has been a wonderful performer. Nobody takes it away from the present governor of Enugu State that he has been performing. He is a person that came out of that same arrangement. Now, leadership is different from zoning.
Okay.
The quality of a leader is the capacity to deliver the mandate of the people. That's a different point from picking up who becomes a leader. You can even leave, throw the button open, and even the most stupid man might even emerge as the leader, and you will not do anything. We've seen leaders that emerge via zoning. We've seen leaders that emerge via appointment. We've seen every manner of leader. We've seen countries where autocratic leaders emerge, and they're still good. We've seen where democratic leaders emerge, and they still failed woefully. You understand? So it's a different ballgame altogether. Giving dividend of democracy to people, I think a lot has to do with even the people agitating. The fact that we actually say zone this thing for peace equally means that even when we all agree that this thing should be zoned to this place, if the man decides not to do well, we equally agree to agitate and agitate until he does the right thing. You understand? We will do that in unison. It will be able to strengthen us. It will be able to embolden us to talk to the person. Okay, we actually gave you this and trust. Why did you actually come back to treat us this way? So we can actually talk and talk and talk until you start doing the right thing. Leadership, like I said, is evolving. The Nigerian system is evolving. It is not what we saw today. Remember in 1999, some people, leaders were removed at random. There was a time in Nigeria where about six persons sat down and removed a sitting governor, you know. But those days are gone. As we continue evolving, more and more things will continue emerging. People are today talking about removing some clauses in our constitution that may even drag the governors to court. That's on that. So I don't think we should actually not understand the difference between good governance and picking up a leader. Like I said, every community in Nigeria today can produce a good leader. So the question is, when it is zoned to that place, how do we all ensure that these good leaders are? And that is where the multi-party system comes in.
Okay.
Now, leader, it is the duty of the parties. If you see that the governor did not pick the right candidate from his zone, go and pick the right candidate. There are good ones there. Pick them. And people will know. People will follow it. There are areas, there are states where dominant parties have actually picked candidates and they lost.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that it's all about... It happened in Imo State. The governor picked and anointed a candidate. And they lost. They lost woefully. And Imo people just said, no, we can't pick this. Do you understand? So it doesn't mean that when you zone a thing, that it is the way you zone it, it must be. Then, coming to the statement of Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, I'm not holding brief to him, actually explain, taking a look from what the man said, I think he might have been overstretching that statement, you know. As a leader, as a person who has occupied the exalted position of a governor of a state, he understands what it means to be a leader. You understand what it means to be a governor. The boy's gonna glibble. You cannot get to the government house and you start poking your hands into the eyes of the governor. No. He understood that position and he understands exactly what it means. But I don't think he's trying to tell our governor you're an emperor. No. Governor has a decent, you know, a discerning mind. He has a decent mind. He understands what it means. You gather the members of his group and say, nah, let us look at Nekwanoyin Kengwepute. You know, they know how they do it. I'm not inside their inner caucus. But they know how to do it. But what he's trying to say, I think the person may be quoting him out of what he doesn't really. He's not trying to say, I am giving this man the emperor of Enugu State. No. No. And even if you understand, many people, pundits within the surrounding Chimaroke knew that there are so many names that dropped up before Sullivan was picked. And none of us could say that Sullivan was a bad governor. Do you understand? And even so many names came up when Buruburu came up. And none of us could say Buruburu is a bad governor. So what I'm trying to point out is that it doesn't really mean that what Chimaroke said is just to any man he brings up. You know, and he's quoting out of context that particular situation. That is my own personal view. And then Chimaroke, being a past governor, understand how exalted, how excellency, how the opposition of a leader is, and you're going to respect the order to him. That is the way I look at it. So, but in all, it's clear to many of our to all that many of our colors are in for zoning, and that but what everybody is asking is that when it comes to a particular zone, the best candidate should be picked. And again, zoning is an intra-party affair. People should equally understand that.
Okay.
It's not an inter-party affair. It's an
inter-party. So another party can choose not to adopt zoning.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Chikezie Obasi, for your time and your thoughts.
Thank you.
He's a health practitioner, a public health physician, but understands the intrigues of politics. Thank you, Barrister Rain Naji, for your thoughts. It's been nice interacting with you, and thank you, Ms. Taga, and all the other callers It was nice talking with all of you. And of course, keep in date with all of our programs for the rest of today. And of course, the Parliament will reconvene tomorrow morning. Do have a lovely, beautiful Wednesday ahead of you.